Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. Our guest today is Jules Aaron, the best-selling author of Zen and Tonic, Savory and Fresh Cocktails for the Enlightened Drinker, and Vegan Cheese, Simple, Delicious, Plant-Based Cheese Recipes. She's also the author of two new books coming out this March, Fresh and Pure and Nourish and Glow. Jules, welcome to The Clever Cookster.
Thanks. Wonderful to be here.
It's January, so I know that a lot of people are thinking about New Year, New You, and shaking up their habits and routines. What's your approach to creating a food and wellness philosophy, and how do you help people when you're thinking about making changes that really stick?
Well, Kara, as a wellness junkie, I'm a strong believer that our journey to well-being should be simple, natural, and beautiful. And it's funny that we're talking about New Year resolutions because people get so overwhelmed when it comes to sticking to resolutions, especially when it comes to health. And so for me, it's really not about forcing your clients or your friends to change your life in a drastic way or very suddenly. It's more about adding little nuggets of wellness to your everyday that makes your life and you more beautiful. So whether it's a self-care ritual of 15 minutes of silence while you sip on your favorite tea in the morning, or a candlelit bath to close out the evening, maybe a sprinkle of hemp seeds on your avocado toast, or just creating your own fragrant body scrub with extra antioxidant-rich berries. It's really the little things that you can add to your life that make it more beautiful, and you're doing it in a way without all the anxiety and stress that comes with diets and detoxes and drastic 30-day transformations that usually occur when we're setting our New Year resolutions.
I love that. And I really love to focus on goals that are more about feeling better and finding sort of these small, really manageable ways to add a little bit more joy into our daily lives. Self-care is such a commonly heard phrase now. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you and how holistic skincare and DIY body products, especially as you're highlighting them in the new book, are a part of that?
You know, self-care is so important, and it's so easy to do. I'm really a strong believer that you can't take care of anybody else in your life unless you're taking care of yourself. And so doing something nice for yourself every day, whether it be cooking a nice meal, or even, you know, just making yourself a superfood latte where you're adding a little something extra to your matcha latte or your chai latte in the morning. And same thing when it comes to skincare, you know, it's quite simple to make your own face mask or hair rinse or a body scrub, for instance, using simple ingredients that we all have in our fridge from our farmers markets, you know, in our pantries. So that is definitely a strong component for me, you know, when you're creating just a wellness program for yourself.
Tell us about a few of those ingredients, some of the staples that you always have on hand that you keep in your pantry or fridge, whether they're related to the sort of internal dietary part of self-care or the things that are really useful when you're starting to get into DIY body products.
Okay, well, let's see. So I love having chia seeds and hemp seeds on hand because they're so rich in the fatty acids that are so important for our skin. So whether you're ingesting them, eating them, or using them to create some kind of a scrub or mask for your face, it's a wonderful way to just have that on hand to use on your body or internally, creating a chia seed pudding, for instance, or like I said, sprinkling those hemp seeds on your avocado toast or cereal in the morning. What else? Let's see. We could also, I love using goji berries where I just sprinkle them on salads, or I love creating salsas and sprinkling goji berries on top as well. Goji berries are very high in antioxidants. So, you know, you can also use them in your beauty products. Let's say if you want to create a body oil, for instance, you can just let the goji berries infuse in a sesame oil or an almond oil for a few days, and you've created yourself a wonderfully easy, full of antioxidants, beautiful skin product.
I love how your work seems so focused on highlighting healthier plant-based versions of things that I think of as total creature comforts, those total luxuries like cocktails or cheese or face masks. Is that purposeful that you sort of focus on these places where people seem to go for comfort and for luxury?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I started off as a health coach, and as a holistic practitioner, when you're trying to advise clients and you're trying to get them to make changes in their lives, it's a lot easier to do when you're not asking them to eliminate things that they love so much. Cheese, cocktails are perfect examples of those things. You know, I don't believe in eliminating anything drastically. I love the approach of introducing healthier versions of the things that we love. And so, yes, I love to do that when it comes to cocktails, like in my first book, Zen and Tonic, and then with my second book, Vegan Cheese. Yes, I do the same thing by creating cheese. I mean, everybody loves cheese, whether you're allergic to dairy products or not. It's just such a creature comfort for people. So it's wonderful that that there are options out there for people, you know, that they don't have to feel guilty about enjoying them anymore.
Tell us a little bit really quickly about the two books that you have coming out in March, kind of how they work together and what your readership has to look forward to.
Sure. So the Pretty Zen Collection is a series of two books on natural beauty. And so between them both, there's over 150 recipes that are there to promote healthy, glowing skin from the inside out. So the first book, Fresh and Pure, focused on natural homemade skincare using common herbs, teas, fruits, and veggies that you can find at your farmer's market, in your pantry, that will pamper your skin. And then Nourish and Glow is the cookbook version that encourages you to eat with beauty in mind. So in addition to breakfast, lunch, and dinner items, I cover warming and detoxing broths and soups and herbal and superfood elixirs and superfood charged snacks like a pesto with hemp seeds and salsa with goji berries. And so even if you choose to only incorporate one single recipe into your lifestyle, you're still on the way to improving your life and your beauty.
And they're such gorgeous books. They're a really great package, which makes it even more fun to look forward to giving them as gifts and getting them for yourself this spring. So Jules, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kara.
Check out the existing books that Jules has if you're interested in starting to do some New Year, New You this January, both Zen and Tonic, Savory and Fresh Cocktails for the Enlightened Drinker, and Vegan Cheese, Simple, Delicious Plant-Based Cheese Recipes. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.